Good morning. most of what I do in the last few years deals with resistance and resistance management. Chemicals are such an important tool in floriculture that I see this as a very important type of work. The title there is very broad, and that was in part due to the fact that we had to submit it a long time ago. But basically, I'm going to talk to you about biopesticides, in particular Botanigard, and insect growth regulator Pedestal, which is Novaluron. And biopesticides have many of the advantages that conventional pesticides have in terms of how they're used, without some of the risks that conventional pesticides have. So I view biopesticides as kind of a transition tool that the growers interested in more IPM approaches could start using. But the fact is that they're not widely adopted currently, at least by Texas growers. And some of the limitations may be that they don't act as quickly, and some also that since growers do not usually have strict monitoring programs, they usually don't find the pest until they're moderate to high infestation levels, and in those conditions, biopesticides usually do not work very well. So the efficacy has limited adoption. The idea of our work is trying to find ways to enhance efficacy of biological pesticides to try to increase adoption of these as tools to transition growers that are interested in IPM. And is not a novel idea. Some work has already taken place in this regard. But the rationale is that perhaps insect attractants or insect growth regulators can increase spore acquisition and also increase the susceptibility of biological pesticides in Western flower thrips. And as we have seen in previous talks, one of the difficulties is getting contact with the product, so maybe an attractant can lure those insects out and expose them more, and therefore increase spore acquisitions of Bavaria. Also, the insect growth regulators may delay molting and therefore make them more susceptible to the spores that are currently on the foliage. And some of that work Scott has done with attractants shown that in small cages where plants were caged, some of the lures that he tested didn't work, didn't enhance efficacy of Botanigard. And then Mike Bambridge had done some work with Difluobenzuron and Bavaria, and he had shown that he didn't get a lot of enhancement when populations of Western flower thrips were very high. But in the compatibility studies that he did, he found that Difluobenzuron, which is in the same chemical class as Novaluron, did not impact negatively Bavaria germination and control. So the objective of this particular series of tests that I'm going to show you today was to assess the effectiveness of Botanigard in combination with Novaluron, which is Pedestal. We had done some work showing how effective Pedestal is, even in a combination with conserve, but also in a tag mix, even at half rates, very effective against nymphs of Western flower thrips. And Lure, which is a product by Helena, a company that is about the only one registered for that particular use. Some of the growers, you may be familiar with this, are using sugars or some other non-registered products to the idea to attract those Western flower thrips out of the flowers or out of the foliage to expose them. But this is a registered product that potentially could be recommended. So first I'm going to show you results of a control laboratory test using a Potter spread tower. And the treatments we tested was Botanigard by itself, Lure by itself, Pedestal by itself in label rates and kind of halfway of the label rates, and then in all possible combinations of those tools compared to a control which had tap water. What we did was basically a Petri dish study in which we treated foliage of bean leaves in this case, which one of the hosts that Bavaria works well with. And then we released Western flower thrips nymphs into those thrips, five nymphs per trip, replicated four times. And then we assessed mortality in a span of five different days. So what I'm going to show you right now is six graphs that look very similar. The only difference is that I'm going to show you results from three repetitions. This is the first one. They will all show a proportion of dead, so the percent mortality or analogous. And then in a five-day period, 24 hours after till 120 hours after. And first, I want to, this is a busy graph, so I want you to pay attention just to a couple of things. First, here the control is the one with the vertical bars here. We had some noise in this particular rep. We had some mortality in the control. Then in the blue, you'll have the botanic guard by itself. In the red, you have the pedestal by itself. And then in the multiple combination, especially in the pink, is the one that has botanic guard and pedestal. And we see here, I'm not showing you the variation, but we see here some trends, and to explain those, I'm going to show you the next slide. But you see here the lure by itself, it did not have much control at all, so we did not include it in the third rep. But when we look at variation, and in this particular test, if you look at that mortality by botanic guard alone, mortality by pedestal by itself, and then mortality by botanic guard plus pedestal was higher than each of the two by itself. So we were pretty excited about this particular one, because it showed potentially a synergism between the growth regulator and the botanic guard. Now I have to make a note here that this particular one, we use a combination of instars, different ages in those trips that we released that may have impacted that. In fact, we got excited about this, so we decided, well, we need to repeat it, we need to do it again. And when we did that, then this happened. You see here, we have lot less noise, we had almost no mortality in the control, but then we have the, what we are afraid of. The novaluron by itself is here. This is botanic guard plus lure, which is actually a little lower, not significantly at this point. But then the other three were about the same. So anything that had pedestal was about the same. And if you show the variation here, again, the same issue. When we replicated the study, there appeared to be no synergism between the botanic guard and insect growth regulator. And this, the second time what we did was to use only the young nymphs, the first and second nymphs of the western flower thrips, which we would be the target for the pedestal. So it appeared that in older nymphs, pedestal didn't work as well, so they may have helped botanic guard, but when we use younger nymphs, the pedestal worked just as well as it always does in our studies. And the third rep shows exactly the same. No synergistic effect there, and when we put the variation, anything with the pedestal worked about the same compared to the botanic guard. I want you to note, though, that by 5 days, we had close, in all these treatments, we had between 80 and 100% mortality of the western flower thrips using botanic guard, and this was kind of expected because it's a petri dish. The humidity is very high, the host plant is beans, and is very conducive to that, so this is kind of in the best possible scenario for Bouveria to work. So we did try to take the same idea to the greenhouse, and using chrysanthemums in this case. Well, we did kind of the similar treatments. In this particular case, we had a natural infestation of western flower thrips, and we decided to go for it and use it. So the experimental units were the single pots, but there was eight per treatment, and we applied the botanic guard and all the products so weekly. And the counts were made using an estimate of a two-minute time count per plant, and we had shown in some of the work we've done that was pretty highly correlated. The two-minute counts are pretty highly correlated to the absolute counts of western flower thrips, and this to facilitate the process. We found that later that probably created some noise, but that's the way we did it. These are the products. These letters here, botanic guard. This is botanic guard plus Tricon, and this was part of a contract work we did. We wanted to see if there was any deleterious effect of putting Tricon with Bouveria. Then this is lure, pedestal, and then all the combinations. you see a lot of noise here, a lot of variability in the controls causing the lack of significant differences in anything that had botanic herb by itself, but anything that had pedestal, had pretty good reduction of the population 7 days after treatment and also 14 days after treatment. You see here even those Botanigard, were even having more noise, so pretty hard to conclude anything about synergism when you have such high numbers on the Botanigard, but also such low numbers on the pedestal. So this started me thinking, in the conventional way that we test for synergism and interactions, as shown Dr. Perella, is to do in a factorial design and test for that interaction. But when you have lots of zeros, then you violate the assumptions of the ANOVAs, then there's a problem. Well, one way that we can look at it, and we have looked at other types of interactions using these types of approaches, is to develop an expectation based on the mortality that you could get in the single product treatments, and develop an expectation what the mortality should be based on those in an additive no interaction hypothesis. So if there was no interaction, no synergism, or no antagonism, you should expect an additive response. So using the mortality of the control treatments, especially if you haven't arranged it in blocks, you can develop then a replicated way to test, to develop an expectation and test this with a strong test like a chi-square, which is more forgiven to those assumptions. And when we do that, I'm not going to show you all the combinations, but when we do that, even when you have such noisy conditions like we did in our test, where we have so many variability that it was hard for the ANOVA to detect significant difference, using this test, you could see that at the beginning there was no difference, but towards the end, the expected level of mortality of the combined products was higher, significantly higher than that that was observed, which is suggests a positive synergism effect of the combination compared to the two. Well, in summary, pedestal did not consistently improve Botanigard efficacy. On the other hand, it did not reduce the efficacy, which leads me to try to work more on it to see if there's further ways that we can enhance it, and perhaps looking at the older types of NIMS where pedestal does not work as well. Maybe in those situations, Botanigard may be enhanced better. The preliminary results, like I just mentioned, suggest there's an age effect there, and maybe susceptibility varies between ages. The lure did not enhance efficacy of Botanigard in the particular case. And actually, if I do some of the tests that I show you, and the expectation is actually apparently has a negative, an antagonistic in the results that I got. The testing for the interaction, developing that hypothesis may be an alternative to assess the synergism, and I think it gives us another tool to look at antagonism and synergism between strategies. I don't have lots of pictures to show you, but these are some of the Bouveria affected thrips there, and these are some of the pedestal affected thrips there. And with that, I acknowledge the funding. This was as part of IR4 biopesticide grant program we started, also funded by BioWorks. I'd like to thank also Kevin Hines and his lab and the USDA ARS for Agriculture Research Initiative for additional funding for our program. And I had to do this, Luis. This is Luis Cañas here, one of our moderators. I'm used to seeing how strong he can work, you know. This is Cliff Sadoff over here, and this is myself trying to keep up with the current. Thank you very much.
There are time for questions.
Great.
Did you measure a relative humidity in your greenhouse trials?
We did. I did not show that data. It was in the spring. Just it was conducive. It was not too dry. So.
Well, why is it? Because we've done kind of that work. And if you get below 60%, the area just is going to shut down. You don't get any
yield. Yeah, and these are Texas greenhouses, so the humidity doesn't go that low, almost never. Thank you. All right.